Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Alexei Kossoff, who is a multimedia journalist currently reporting for the Los Angeles Times Washington Bureau. His latest article with Brian Bennett in Thursday's Los Angeles Times is Drones Descend on Washington Just for Show. Welcome to Background Briefing, Alexei Kossoff.
Thank you so much for having me.
And this is an extraordinary irony that you have covered this trade fair in Washington. It's a three-day event in the big convention center in Washington, packed with drones, surveillance gear, and other high-tech gizmos for both government and private use. And so let me begin with the question about who are the customers for all this stuff? Who's wandering around? I mean, do they have kind of pretty girls in bikinis trying to sell missiles? Is that what's going on here?
No, it's a little more professional than that. There was a lot of companies there that really seemed to be pitching their products and the potential of drones in domestic sphere and the way it can be used at home rather than the way we've always seen it and imagined it in the combat zone. So there was talk about how it could be used by police for surveillance or how it could be used for search and rescue efforts by a fire department. How it could be used to monitor traffic, things like that, to just make it seem sort of safer and much more accessible. And then there were all sorts of different vendors there. There were states that were trying to attract businesses to come and you know, pitch themselves as good places to test drones. And there were companies there that were exploring the ways that drone technology is now being used on cars and in boats. So all sorts of different things.
So the organizers, though, apparently had keynote speakers and had various panels. Tell me about the keynote speakers and what was the thrust of what they were trying to say?
I think there's sort of several concerns that the drone industry is facing right now. Obviously, from people, there are huge issues with privacy, and they're concerned about what kinds of legal challenges will arise when airspace opens for commercial use of drones in the U.S. in the next couple of years. So, you know, there's discussion about how to approach that and how to handle the sort of legal challenges that will come and how to assuage people's fear about sort of this invasion of privacy. And then also with the sequester happening and budget cuts to the Defense Department, there's concern over, you know, how to make drones a viable technology and how to grow the industry when sort of their biggest customers are facing cutbacks. So that's sort of another interesting issue that they're dealing with right now that was, you know, being discussed.
So if the FAA allows for the domestic use of drones, and you say it will happen within the next couple of years, what are the lines then between the manufacturer's models that they have on display at the Washington Convention Center for this big gathering of the Association of Unmanned Vehicle Systems International's show? What is the line between people that make them themselves and the manufacturers them? I mean, you know, people can make their own home-built aircraft, for example, and fly them around. So I've seen lots of footage of, you know, small drones. So I'm wondering what, you know, what the rules of the road are going to be once drones are unleashed on airways of America.
Right. Well, so drones for private use, as, you know, we sort of think about them, are allowed right now, but Congress has actually ordered the FAA to to open up the airwaves for commercial use of drones within, I believe, the next 2 years. So there's, you know, discussion about how those can be incorporated into all sorts of different, you know, uses with police or search and rescue, farming, agriculture. They're looking for, you know, different ways to incorporate them into all aspects of life.
So, again, I'm speaking with Alexei Kozoff, who's a multimedia journalist currently reporting for the Los Angeles Times' Washington Bureau. His latest article with Brian Bennett in Thursday's Los Angeles Times is Drones Descend on Washington Just for Show. Give us a sense of the surveillance equipment and the booths that are selling the latest in surveillance gear. Obviously, you know, this has been the surveillance summer in terms of news stories following the Edward Snowden revelations, and of course they will continue. And we had that very close vote in the Congress where the NSA barely maintained this secret program that it's doing from a challenge to shut it down. So there's no question that in the public's mind, there's a lot of a growing concern about the extent to which the government is snooping on American citizens. So I find it pretty ironic that they're out selling this stuff. Who are they selling it to, and what are they selling?
I mean, the vibe of it was a little bit strange and even creepy in some ways. You might walk down an aisle and there'd be a screen there and you would suddenly see yourself on it and not know sort of where the image was being transmitted from. But, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of drone aircraft that ranging in size. And so what they're looking for, you know, for there might be tiny little cameras that would fit on small aircraft for, you know, these domestic uses that we talked about. And then there might be these big, high-quality cameras that would attach to, you know, large planes and things for the type of border control or combat missions that have gotten sort of the most attention in terms of drones. So, you know, the technology, they're looking about how to make it, you know, smaller, higher quality, or more stable. A lot of it was focused on this idea of sort of giving this very solid and 360-degree sort of vision for the most high-tech missions.
So what was the division then between the – if the organizers were trying to sell drones in terms of their domestic potential, you know, to monitor forests for fires and to help police, et cetera – you would think that they'd play down the military angle, but I understand that there were also defense contractors there selling their wares.
Yeah, and there were soldiers walking around in uniforms. It was sort of a funny, funny dichotomy. You know, people in their business suits next to people in military uniforms, but definitely there was a sense of downplaying. You know, no one used the word drone. Everything was unmanned, and. But obviously you can't get away from that identity completely. So I think there's just a sense of trying to make drones seem more comfortable and less sort of scary in all their power and the things that we've heard about them doing abroad.
And what was the sense that they give of, you know, the resolution of these things and the extent to which still, I imagine, what they call national technical means, which is the CIA's and the National Reconnaissance Office's ability to spy on anything and everything in the world. You know, it's a huge multi-billion-dollar program that's been going on for decades. And, of course, what they keep classified is the resolution of how much they can see. But there have been rumors that they can read license plates and stuff like that. I imagine now with the proliferation of drones, the ability of these, and I'm sure that's what they were selling at this convention, the infrared and other abilities, because mm-hmm. one of the big concerns is that the Fourth Amendment is basically completely eviscerated by drones. If they can fly over your home with infrared and watch you inside your home, you know, so much for the Fourth Amendment's idea of keeping you, you know, safe and private in your home and amongst your possessions and papers?
I think that's obviously going to be the biggest challenge that comes up. But among people who have every interest in seeing it grow and sell, I think they just want to focus on the positive. And, you know, a lot of the focus of what was being sold at the convention was, you know, things that seemed sort of highly visible and, you know, less sort of creepy in what they were capable of doing. And so, you know, there were places where, you know, you could see these infrared cameras that they were developing and stuff, but, you know, that they never would really get into those issues of, you know, what that actually meant in terms of implications of use. In terms of the industry itself, I'm sure that's an issue that, you know, they're debating and grappling right now, and the best approaches to, you know, the challenges that will inevitably arise over concerns of Fourth Amendment.
But did you see anything that gave you pause that showed the technological ability to basically invade your privacy?
I mean, they're definitely developing infrared cameras with, you know, they can sense heat and things. So you might see a camera and, you know, you walk away and on the screen, you know, you lift up your foot and it can see sort of where you've left the footprint, things like that. You know, it does give you some pause. It's a little bit strange. So, you know, you have to hope that it will just not be used in terribly nefarious ways, but who knows?
So, Alexei Kosov, what were the panels then that were conducted for, you know, were you able to go to any of them? What, you know, how were they breaking them down? What aspects of the new frontiers of drones and drone sales of drones, what was on display and within these obviously different categories that the panels were about?
Yeah, well, I was mostly going around talking to exhibitors and looking at what they had, but you know, there was a big emphasis on obviously the air potential of drones and what that can mean, and then you know, people looking at the potential in maritime and how that could be used to sort of increase security in sort of Navy operations and other things that happen, you know, with like ocean security and stuff.
So in your article in the Thursday's LA Times, Alexei Kosov, that you wrote with Brian Bennett, Drones Descend on Washington Just for Show, you describe these huge sort of banners and signs for the big familiar companies like Lockheed Martin and all of the big and well-known defense contractors. But you quote Melanie Hinton, a spokeswoman for the conference, saying this is a growth industry. And as the military wars wind down, people are seeing the value of unmanned systems, air, ground, and maritime, and how they can be used in civil and commercial life. So was that the purpose of this convention? Is, in other words, we got out of Iraq, we're getting out of Afghanistan, we don't want to get into Syria, but there's going to be an absolute bonanza on the domestic front. Is that what the message was?
Yeah, I don't think they're, you know, the people who are building drones have no need to create a convention just to reach the military. This is really about opening things up on a domestic level, reaching out to potential customers who would have uses for them in daily life and selling people on the merits of that. A lot of the emphasis is on ideas of efficiency and just taking industries to the next level because of what the potential of drone technology is. So this is really a big show to sell people on the civilian potential of drones.
Well, I thank you very much for joining us here today, Alexei Kosov.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Again, I've been speaking with Alexei Kosov, who is a multimedia journalist currently reporting for the Los Angeles Times' Washington Bureau. His latest article with Brian Bennett in Thursday's Los Angeles Times is Drones Descend on Washington Just for Show. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can also contact me, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.